Beethoven's Name Day Overture here on Kansas Public Radio, Claudio Abbado and the Vienna Philharmonic. Good Thursday morning to you. I am Destiny. Thanks for joining me this morning and listening to classical music. It's a very foggy morning out there, so be careful if you're on 70 or 10. It's a little hairy, a little dicey out there. Something that's not dicey, Beethoven, actually. Just kidding. Sometimes his music is pretty dicey. I love Beethoven. He is one of my absolute favorite composers. And so I thought, you know, it's been a while since we've had an all Beethoven hour. So we get to hear a symphony and a violin romance this hour. And then next hour, music from his teacher. And then the hour after that, live music in the live performance studio with the Van Cliburn Piano Competition winner, Aristo Sham, who is performing at the Lead Center tonight. So today is a good day of music. Right now, we're going to listen to that violin romance I just mentioned. This is number 2 by Beethoven, and it features Itzhak Perlman on the violin with the Berlin Philharmonic and Daniel Barenboim conducting on KPR. Beethoven's Violin Romance No. 2 here on KPR, Daniel Barenboim and the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, the violinist Itzhak Perlman. I am Destiny. More Beethoven coming up in this all Beethoven hour, and then we've got all Haydn next hour, two of my favorite composers. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. And support for classical music on KPR comes from KU School of Music's Midwestern Music Camp, offering learning opportunities for middle and high school aged musicians, June 7th through 11th and 14th through 18. Registration details at music.ku.edu/mmc. All righty. One of Beethoven's symphonies for us this morning, number 4. Let's get right into it. It's with Claudio Abbado again, who we heard from at the opening of the hour, and the Vienna Philharmonic on KPR. Beethoven's Symphony No. 4 here on KPR, Claudio Abbado and the Vienna Phil. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this hour. Next hour, music from Beethoven's teacher, Haydn. I'd like to thank some of our great supporters here on KPR. Support for the Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More info is available at sunflowerfoundation.org. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar Yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities in downtown Lawrence. Pictures, schedules, and registration available at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
From NPR News, we know you're busy, so we get straight to the point. We go to the people who have the facts, who know the story firsthand, and the decision makers, and we ask the tough questions.
So Bobby, bubble or no bubble?
Is the system ready?
Is that statement true?
Do they have a plan?
What's in the deal?
What does this mean, then, for elections in the fall?
Get to the point with us every weekday morning.
Morning Edition is here for you on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. weekdays. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org. And support for news on KPR comes from Kaw Valley Greenhouses, a sponsor of the Kansas City Garden Symposium, a full day of garden education and inspiration presented by Gardeners Connect on Saturday, March 21st. Tickets and more info at gardenersconnect.org. And the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's 47 degrees here in Lawrence, and NPR News is up next. After that, some Haydn. See you soon.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corinne. He's heard here speaking through an interpreter.
Naval escorts and U.S. government-backed insurance if they're willing to defy Iran's closure and risk the strait. One shipping CEO said in a statement emailed to NPR that normal flows won't resume until companies believe the strait is, quote, genuinely safe. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
Meanwhile, the UN's maritime organization says people at sea are affected by the conflict around the Strait of Hormuz. The IMO estimates about 20,000 seafarers are impacted, along with approximately 15,000 cruise ship passengers. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality. This is Kansas Public Radio. A little Haydn serenade to open this hour here on Kansas Public Radio. That was his Andante Cantabile. The Philharmonia Virtuosi members playing that beautiful tune. Hi, I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. I can report that the sun is now shining here in Lawrence, Kansas. Oh my goodness. It seems like it's the first time in days. Hip, hip, hooray. Ah, it's an hour of Haydn. Last hour we heard from Beethoven, and now Beethoven's teacher, Haydn. I've got a lovely, delightful symphony coming up in about 15 minutes. I thought, though, I would play for you one of my favorite jokes of all time, and that is Haydn's string quartet, The Joke. Far better than the jokes I tell all of you. I think you'll figure out why it's a joke if you listen very carefully, especially at the ending. This is the Kodaly Quartet right now on Kansas Public Radio. Is it really over? Yes, the joke's on us here on Kansas Public Radio. Haydn's Joke String Quartet, the Kodaly Quartet performing. I love that one. It's super funny. Music that is no joke and a musician that is no joke will be live in our performance studio next hour. The Van Cliburn winner, who's also performing at the Lead Center. Don't miss it. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. And support for classical music on KPR comes from Kaw Valley Greenhouses, a sponsor of the Kansas City Garden Symposium, a full day of garden education and inspiration presented by Gardeners Connect on Saturday, March 21st. Tickets and more info at gardenersconnect.org. And the Blue Collar Press, located in Lawrence, Kansas. Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. Did you know that if you are 70 and a half years or older, you can make a tax-advantaged contribution to KPR through a qualified charitable distribution? To learn more, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org under the support tab. We truly appreciate all the support you can give us. Thanks for considering. Alrighty, another Haydn music thing to listen to. I didn't want to tell you what it is yet. Is it a quartet? Is it a serenade or is it a symphony? Well, it's called the Horn Signal. This is a symphony. Okay, I won't make you wait. Symphony number 31, and I bet if you listen closely like you did to the last one, you'll be able to tell why it's called this. It's right now on KPR with Christopher Hogwood and the Academy of Ancient Music. Haydn's The Horn Signal, Symphony number 31 on KPR. Hi. Haydn's Symphony No. 31, The Horn Signal, here on Kansas Public Radio, Christopher Hogwood, and Academy of Ancient Music. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me. I am going to head on over to the live performance studio where we are joined next hour by pianist Aristo Sham, who is performing at the Lead Center tonight at 7:30. The Van Cliburn winner, and oh, do we have some good music in store for you. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, and support for news on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. And the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Info about KU research is at ku.edu. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio, NPR News up next, and then live music.
In San Antonio.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio.
The Corellia Suite by Sibelius here on Kansas Public Radio. Eugene Normandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra. That is music actually derived from a historical pageant depicting the Karelia region of Finland. So it's a very folksy and patriotic thing for the Finnish people. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. This is KPR. I am Destiny. Glad you are here with me. 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. That live piano music we had was epic. Please go to the concert tonight. It's at the Lead Center at 7:30 p.m. Fantastic. Such a joy to hear Aristo Sham, a brilliant pianist. It's actually supporters like you that make music like that possible. Excuse me, I had a little cough. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore in downtown Lawrence, hosting events with authors David Woods Sheldon and Karen Miriam Goldberg this March. More information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com and Pines Garden and Market, offering a locally grown vegetable, starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinegardenmarket.com/KPR. So we heard from a romantic slash 20th century, early 20th century composer, Sibelius. Now we're going to hear from something that is the 20th century, 1926, but it actually depicts music that is based on the 16th century. So we've got a composer here from the 1900s writing in a style of, well, even the Renaissance, you could say. It's a really fun little listen. It's Peter Warlock, and it's his Capriole Suite. I've got the Neville Dilks and, I've got the English Sinfonia conducted by Neville Dilks. It's right now on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Peter Warlock's Capriole Suite here on Kansas Public Radio. Neville Dilks conducting the English Sinfonia. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning, listening to some fun music. I've got some lovely guitar music coming up. I'd like to thank another one of our awesome sponsors that keep us on the airwaves, Delicious Del Sur. Support for classical music on KPR comes from them, now hosting private events and offering catering for any occasion. Featuring a variety of South American flavors, located at 724 Massachusetts Street. More at Delicious Del Sur's Facebook page. All this food talk is making me hungry. I don't know about you. Hungry for more music. Wah, wah, wah. All right. Here is a studio by many of your favorite composers, Andres Segovia. Enjoy on KPR. Some lovely guitar music here on KPR. Andres Segovia playing a studio. Looks like Jeff for the noon hour has music by Samuel Barber, named for a house he used to own in New York. Hear the Capricorn Concerto. Awesome. And more guitar. Enjoy the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet with music of the Renaissance. Yes. And Debussy and more. That's 12 to 3 with Jeff Watson. How about some fireworks for the end of the hour? What do you think? Okay, here on KPR.
Thank you.
husband, and she's with us now to give us the latest. Good morning, Meg.
Good morning.
Get your news from reporters who see for themselves. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. I am Destiny. Thanks so much for joining me this morning. It is now almost 12:01. Jeff Watson is in with more classical music for you after the news. Tomorrow morning is Classics by Request, where you all helped me pick the playlist for this week, and some of you had Carnival of the Animals on the mind. That will be a fun lesson, so I'm looking forward to our Friday morning together before the apparent weather is supposed to make its way in. Have a great day, folks. More music up next after the news.
Live from